This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, John Feinstein is the award-winning author of A Season on the Brink, A Good Walk Spoiled, and 22 additional books. Columnist for the Washington Post, a Golf Channel contributor, and host of a daily show, The John Feinstein Show, on CBS Sports Radio. It's a pleasure to welcome my friend John Feinstein back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, John.
John, good to talk to you again.
Couple of topics to go through. Let's start with Dustin Johnson. In your opinion, did Justin seek help instead of being suspended by the tour?
I think Dustin and his agent, David Winkle, suspended himself before the tour could actually suspend him, which allowed the tour the other day to claim that they had not suspended him. But the fact is, let's just say hypothetically, John, that if Dustin Johnson on Sunday night said, well, I should be seventh in the Ryder Cup standings, I want to be on the Ryder Cup team, he would not be on the Ryder Cup team. So it's a little bit like coaches who resign before they can get fired. He suspended himself before the tour could suspend it, before the tour suspended him, and I'm sure the tour was very happy that he did that.
Do you know, the reports are he would have been suspended for a third time. Do you know what a third time suspension brings?
Well, it would have actually been, John, I believe, his second suspension. The first time he tested, it's a third positive drug test from everything I've heard and from what Michael Bamberger, who broke the story for Golf.com, reported. And normally a third positive drug test brings a six-month suspension. The second positive drug test brings a three-month suspension. And you remember back in 2012 when Dustin announced that he was withdrawing from the Masters because of a jet ski accident, he ended up off the tour for how long? Just about 3 months.
Mm-hmm. What do the other players think of Dustin? Is he liked?
Oh, boy, that's... not particularly. I think he has some friends in the locker room, but it's a relatively small group. And Dustin is... I've never had any issues with him, but he is not the sharpest tool in the shed. The example of him not bothering to read the local rule at Whistling Straits 4 years ago in the PGA is one example. He's not a guy who is especially popular. You know, there have been some rumors about his personal life among players that I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard too. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, he is not the most popular guy in the locker room. I guess that would be the nicest way I could put it.
Well, and there are also reports out there that other members of the Ryder Cup team didn't want him on the team.
Well, and that gets to exactly what I'm saying. Now, let's look at the flip side of that. Dustin Johnson, whether you like him or not, could be a real weapon in the Ryder Cup because of his length. And remember, he was 3-0 in Medina and was one of the few U.S. players who played well on Sunday and won his singles match. So they may not have been necessarily looking forward to having dinner with him, but they probably would have been pretty happy having him out there on the golf course.
But you know, John, that brings into the question what we don't know, and that is the spiral he was on. Maybe he's right. Not the same guy he was 2 years ago.
Again, I'm not disputing that, but his golf's been pretty good this year. I mean, on the golf course, he has performed well. And I'm not defending him on any level if, in fact, he tested positive for cocaine, which everybody believes he did. And I think it's good if he goes and gets help. But, you know, the tour has put itself in a very, very dicey position here. Because let's say Dustin Johnson goes through a rehab. And I know from personal experience within my own family that one of the things you're told to do when you go to rehab is be honest with yourself mm-hmm. about your addiction and be honest with others. So suppose Dustin Johnson comes back and says, well, yeah, you know, I did test positive for cocaine, and it was my third positive drug test, and I'm now trying to rebuild my life. Well, the tour's going to look pretty silly for putting out that non-denial it put out last Friday, isn't it?
We're talking with John Feinstein, the author and the host of The John Feinstein Show on CBS Sports Radio. Before we get off, Dustin, can we bring Vijay Singh into this at all?
Well, the only way you can bring Vijay Singh into this is that I believe one of the reasons the tour probably wanted Dustin to suspend himself and was willing to go along with that is that if in the course of this continuing lawsuit, which is going on forever, and Vijay's lawyers have made all sorts of discovery demands for all these secret files the tour has on suspensions and fines and things like that, they probably didn't want to add to that file in any way, shape, or form if they didn't have to.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. A couple of other topics while I have you. What's it going to take for Tiger to go away and just get better?
That's a great question. And I wrote about that on golfchannel.com yesterday. You know, the problem I think Tiger Woods has, and I've said this for many years, and he's not the only great athlete who has this problem, is that he has no one in his inner circle who is concerned only about Tiger Woods, who is not financially indebted to him, who is not on the payroll, who does not need him to make sponsors happy, who does not need him to go overseas and play for these huge appearance fees. Normally that would be your wife.
Yep.
He's dating Lindsey Vonn. None of us knows what that relationship is like or what it's really about. But he needs somebody in his life who will say to him, hey, Tiger, 5 times in 4 years, you've had to walk off a golf course injured. Think about this, John. There probably aren't, if you take everybody else on the PGA Tour combined, there probably haven't been more than 5 or 6 walk-offs in that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Tom Watson yesterday just because I was curious, and I said, in your career, which dates to 1972, how many times have you had to walk off a golf course injured? 0. Okay? So what that tells me is that Tiger is going out to play golf when he is not 100% healthy. And he's done it over and over and over again. And he said when he came back this time that he learned his lesson, that he wasn't rushing back. Well, he did rush back. Every doctor who knew anything about this surgery that he had said that it takes a minimum, note that word, of 3 to 4 months to be able to compete, and probably longer to be close to 100%. So Tiger, who says, I'm not rushing back anymore, comes back in under 3 months to play in a tournament that happens to be, and he said he played because it yep. was a tournament that benefits his charity, and because, unspoken but just as true, he had a new sponsor. The new sponsor signed on just before his surgery and clearly could not have been happy when shortly after committing $30 million to the event over the next 4 years, found out that, oh, by the way, Tiger might not play the first year we're sponsoring the event. So clearly he shouldn't have been on the golf course that week. And clearly all this happy talk about, oh, I'm stronger, I'm more explosive, I'm swinging harder and faster, was just that, happy talk. Because not only did he injure himself again, but it's not like Johnny was playing great golf and then got hurt.
Right.
He was playing very mediocre golf and got hurt.
Are you a fan of the resurrection of Sergio?
Yes, I am, as
okay.
a matter of fact.
Okay.
I would like to see him win a major. I think he has been a very intriguing figure mm-hmm. in golf dating back to 1999. He's had some very bad moments. He's had some moments he handled very poorly. But if you go back to, I was there when he finished the second round at Whistling Straits. And basically, he talked. He didn't blow the media up, but he walked straight to the parking lot, missed the cut by 100, and said, I can't wait to get away from the golf course, because remember, that's when he took his leave of absence?
Yep.
And since he came back and since he started dating this woman, he has been a different guy. The way he has handled himself in defeat has been fantastic. And I would love to see him win a major. I think it'd be a cool story.
And you've said it all right there, John. Isn't that because I don't know if there's been a more emotional or a player that's worn his emotions on his sleeve more than Sergio in the last 10 years. And now we want him to win.
Yeah, and we've watched him go through his pouting, spoiled child period. And I remember that day at Bethpage when he was flipping off fans because they were counting his grips and re-grips and made the ridiculous statement that the USGA would have stopped play in the rain that afternoon if Tiger was on the golf course and then apologized to Tiger for saying that the next day. We've seen all that. We've seen him, blaming everybody but himself for his near misses, Carnoustie being the best example, of course, in 2007. And now he's become a man. He's a man now. He's a mensch, as my mother would say. And I've always liked the guy, and I hope he does win. I think, and John, I tend to look at things, as you know, from a reporter's standpoint. Other than Rory McIlroy winning in Louisville this week, and continuing the streak that he's on, the next best story to me is Sergio winning.
I think it'd be a great story. I know you're busy. I know there's a lot going on. You're a mensch, too. You mensch.
Thank you. My mother would be proud.
Thank you, John. We'll talk again soon.
All right, John. Always good to talk to you. Thanks again.